Some positive changes are underway in Nepal. Reporter Sonia Narang took a winding two-day journey to visit one hard-hit area in the mountains east of Kathmandu. The quake destroyed a health center there, the only health center for miles, in fact. But as Sonia found out, a new one is rising next to the rubble.
Inside a small blue tent perched on a hill above the tiny village of Dadagaon in Dholaka district, mothers and children line up to see a lone health worker seated at a wooden desk. There are mothers with eye infections, children with tonsillitis. Flies are everywhere. Occasionally, elderly men join the crowd. A few of them are just here to watch the mayhem. It's like they're watching reality TV. That's Dilip Yadav. He's the health worker stationed in this makeshift clinic today. He says it's so crowded and everyone wants to be treated first, so it's hard to concentrate. While I'm listening to one patient, another starts to talk to me and I mix up their symptoms. It's been very difficult to treat patients in a tent, he says. There's the possibility of spreading diseases in the crowd. And I'm not able to ask enough questions to each person because there's so many patients coming in, he says. There used to be a health center here, but it was damaged in the earthquake. When a second earthquake hit a few weeks later, the entire building collapsed. Yadav was inside his office at the time. Everything was shaking, he says. Bricks were falling down, and we were crawling, rushing out, falling over. I didn't know whether I'd live or die. A group of women health volunteers were also in the building that day for their monthly meeting. That's Kamala Khadka. I could see the walls come down right in front of my eye, she says. She's a petite woman dressed in the blue sari that healthcare workers wear in Nepal. She says the destruction of the clinic was a huge loss. It was the only place around to get any health services, she says. All the medicines were buried under the rubble. I was sad that the sick wouldn't get medical attention anymore. Kids used to get their polio vaccinations there. Government reconstruction efforts have been painfully slow, but aid groups have stepped in to help. After the earthquake, the affected regions were divvied up among a mix of international NGOs. This particular village is served by Save the Children, which proposed building a brand new earthquake-resistant structure at a cost of $33,000. Nepal's Ministry of Health approved the plans last year. The day that I visit, workers are putting finishing touches on the new building, and a group of women health volunteers gather inside for their monthly planning meeting, just like the one that they were in when the earthquake hit. About two dozen of them sit in a circle. Some have their babies with them. It turns out there's actually a silver lining to the earthquake. Not only is the area getting a new clinic, it's getting its first ever birthing center. When it's up and running, women won't have to give birth in their homes or travel for hours to the nearest maternity ward. That's what Kamala had to do when she had her baby. When I went into labor, it was the rainy season, and there was no way to get there by vehicle, she says. So 12 people took turns to carry me on a stretcher to the health post 2 hours away. It would have been a big relief if there had been a birthing center here. I'd have come running to this place. There's another woman here, Nirmala Jarel. She just had a baby a month ago. She says she couldn't even get to a health center and delivered her at home. Since the earthquake, lots of pregnant women are giving birth at home. Only a few are going to health facilities, she says. That can be dangerous in rural Nepal, where many villages lack midwives. It's difficult to monitor the health of mother and child if they give birth at home, she says. But in a medical center, we can constantly check on them. Despite the excitement over the birthing center, the new clinic has some tough challenges ahead. For starters, there's no water source up on this hill. For now, they're getting water from a nearby school. But they'll have to figure out a reliable source in the months ahead.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Once they wrapped up their meeting, the volunteers gather outside by the medical tent. The mothers in the group hoist their babies onto their backs in traditional wicker baskets. They pull the long handles over their foreheads as they start heading down to the village. Next time they come back up this hill, they hope to see patients being treated in the new building, not the crowded tent outside. For The World, Sonia Narang, Dholaka District, Nepal.
If you want to get a sense of the challenges many in Nepal still face, check out the photo essay Sonia sent us. It really takes you there and shows you the strength and resilience of some quake survivors. That and more of Sonia's reporting from Nepal, all at PRI.org/Nepal Women.